keep on talking about those health workers, the doctor and the nurse who are working at that same Brisbane hospital in Brisbane, became infected with coronavirus, the two separate cases leading to a growing community outbreak. The Princess Alexandra Hospital is now in lockdown, and staff working at the hospital's infectious diseases ward are being tested for COVID. All up, a further 8 locally transmitted cases were detected yesterday. That's prompted the Commonwealth to declare Greater Brisbane a national hotspot.
We'll be watching very closely what happens in Brisbane over the coming days, and indeed in northern New South Wales, where we know that some of those cases were last weekend whilst infectious.
That's the Chief Medical Officer for the Commonwealth, Paul Kelly. Associate Professor Linda Selvey from the University of Queensland is an infectious diseases expert. She's previously worked in senior positions with Queensland Health. Linda Selvey, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
We now have two distinct clusters of COVID transmission in Brisbane, one linked to the doctor infected at the Princess Alexandra Hospital 2 weeks ago, and the second to a nurse who worked in the COVID ward more recently. Mm-hmm. Is there any clarity still about how these health workers became infected in the first place? Do we know?
Well, I think it's still not entirely clear, particularly with the nurse, as it appeared that the time when she could have become infected, she didn't actually have treat any patients who had COVID-19. So it is a bit hard to really figure out that, but I'm sure that there's a lot of people doing some good work trying to figure it out.
Neither the junior doctor or the nurse in question had received their COVID vaccine. Mm. And, you know, the obvious question is, how could this happen? How could they be allowed to work with infectious patients without being vaccinated? The Chief Health Officer of Queensland, she said she had been urging the hospitals to make sure no one worked on a COVID-related ward without being vaccinated. As of today, it will be compulsory. But what do you think, has happened, that this was allowed to happen?
Well, it's certainly not ideal, and as we've seen, the implications have been great, not just for the health workers, but for the whole community. Having said that, I don't know that I could speak for the hospital administration. I do know that it can be pretty tricky, particularly with nurses, in terms of shifts and so on, and trying to get that sort of thing right. So I know it's not ideal, and certainly shouldn't have happened, but I would not be condemning the hospital for that, because I do understand how difficult it can be in terms of organising staff and the like.
Okay. Do you think, though, from your viewpoint there in Queensland, that the rollout to 1A and now 1B is happening quickly enough?
I don't think it's happening quickly enough anywhere, but, you know, there are a number of constraints, particularly in terms of availability of the vaccine, and it also is enormous logistical challenges, particularly with the Pfizer vaccine and its cold chain requirements.
Well, there are logistical challenges, but we knew about them well in advance, and we were told that the planning was all happening well in advance. Mm. From what you're seeing, has it not happened? I mean, what's going wrong? It seems that in all states, not just Queensland, that they're not being, you know, churned out at a very quick rate. There's still some aged care homes that I'm told here on Breakfast haven't been vaccinated completely.
Yes, it is disappointing. I think that certainly this hasn't been done before. I do feel like sound like I'm trying to defend the government. I suppose I'm just trying to put myself in their shoes. But the states and territories have the most experience in rolling out vaccines, but this particular program is being done in collaboration, and I don't know whether that's part of the problem, that it hasn't been left to the people who are most experienced in doing this work. But I think really in terms of, rather than condemning it, it's probably best to try and work on problem solving and figuring out, how it can be improved.
It's usually best to focus on that. 8 locally acquired cases recorded in Brisbane yesterday. That's up from 4 on Monday.
Yes.
You've raised concerns that despite the extensive contact tracing underway and mass testing, that there may be undetected community transmission. What's your fear? What makes you worry about this?
Well, the fact that there was a missing link in the chain of transmission between the PA hospital doctor and the Stafford case, that now we know was the case's brother, mm-hmm. but it's not entirely sure how that person acquired the infection. The fact that we know that with COVID-19, people can have very mild or be asymptomatic and still capable of transmitting the infection, that does raise concerns as to whether or not there still are some other more silent chains of transmission occurring in the community. So what that really means is that it's not just the people who have been potentially contacts, but the whole community needs to be alert and make sure they get tested, even if they have the slightest or mildest symptoms.
Well, that's the message, isn't it? Because if you're asymptomatic, you don't have any symptoms potentially. But you're Correct. Saying even the mildest symptoms, even if you haven't been around those venues, should you get tested if you're in Queensland?
Absolutely, you should. And even not just even outside of Queensland, but in Queensland particularly at the moment. And I think that's really hard because people think, well, it's just a cold or, you know, the sniffles. And, you know, there are a lot of other respiratory infections happening in the community at the moment. But it's just really important to get tested.
And does that go, just very briefly, we're out of time, but, you know, here in Sydney, there hasn't been much community transmission for a long time now. If you get a cold, should you get tested?
Absolutely. We're in a new environment now where we have to assume that we may have COVID-19.
Okay.
And we should get tested.
Linda Selvey, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Linda Selvey is an infectious diseases epidemiologist from the University of Queensland. You heard that? If you've got a sniffle or a sore throat, get tested.